To think outside the box is an exceptional ability and one that few people can claim to possess. Just to capture an occasional spark of that creative enlightenment, we often have to break away from the confines of existing norms. For most Chinese and other descendants of agrarian societies, Lü Jiaming's semi-autobiographical novel Wolf Totem, which he wrote in 2004 under the pseudonym Jiang Rong, was a real eye-opener about life on the Mongolian grasslands. Now a decade has passed, Jean-Jacques Arnold's film adaptation of the story once again warns us against the complacency that we might hold for our current way of living. Like the original novel, the French director's adaptation is a eulogy to nomadic cultures. The lead character Chen Zhen is a student who is sent to the Inner Mongolia steppes for re-education in the 1960s. While living among the nomads, the city boy observed, but failed to learn, the locals' respect for freedom and nature, and became fascinated with the wolves, the agents of nature in nomadic belief. The ancient Chinese literati liked to place themselves at the center of the Middle Kingdom and always bragged about their cultural superiority as compared to the outlying barbarians. While they may have thrived in the affluence of a self-contained agrarian economy, they also missed out on the vitality and enterprise of an open society. They were equally forgetful of the renewed strength that China obtained from each wave of barbarian invasions. On the contrary, both the Wolf Totem novel and the film note and glorify a so-called pastoral lifestyle which contemplates everything in a circle of life and seeks to maintain a balance of all living things in the food chain. That means farming isn't necessarily the best means of living, wolves are not necessarily a nuisance, and their cunning, discipline and patience in their game of hunting represent the naturalist wisdom of a heavenly deity. Exactly how much of the story reflects the true pastoral way of living, or whether it is morally acceptable to glamorize such a killer instinct, is open to debate. But as worldwide consumerism depletes the planet's resources at unprecedented rates, such a story does give us a perspective outside our usual line of thought to examine the issue of progress and sustainability. Ours should not be a debate about the superiority of nomadic or agrarian cultures, but whether and how we should save both from total annihilation in the wake of expanding consumerism and information industry. By depicting the free spirit of the wolves, Jean-Jacques Arnold is indeed directing our thinking capacity to study our current state from the perspective of an outsider.
Nobody in Hollywood would make a movie the way we're making a movie here. I'm glad it's paid off when I've seen the images on screen. It's something that you couldn't duplicate.
Arnold himself did the unthinkable by refusing to cast digital wolves. With the help of Scottish animal trainer Andrew Simpson, the crew have spent 3 years breeding 3 generations of Mongolian grassland wolves, until the animals are taught to run, sit, snarl, and do all kinds of stunts people don't normally see at the Cirque du Soleil. In the end, the Wolf Totem film contains the best of about 1,000 shots of real wolves. Their performance overshadowed their Homo sapien counterparts in the cast.
The biggest thing about a wolf is it relies on its instinct all the time. It's not a very trusting animal, and it's not a very understanding animal or accepting of new situations. And you have to give it the confidence and have that animal have faith and trust in you that you'll protect it.
Actor Feng Xiaofeng has made a bit of a name in recent years after his portrayal of several masculine characters. Although he always lacked the kind of subtlety required of a first-rate actor, he has done a good job at picking projects. In Wolf Totem, his big innocent eyes work perfect for the role of wolf lover Chen Zhen, who neither quite understands the prudence of the agrarian Han people, nor the naturalist wisdom of the grassland roamers. His performance here is satisfactory, but to win top honors, he'll have to think outside the box and pick some more challenging roles in the future.
我要唱首桑兰之歌，相聚在这大地。
So in conclusion, Wolf Totem is an unconventional movie with strong philosophical and artistic value. It's a story of wolves that kills at the very beginning of the Chinese Year of Sheep.